This episode brought to you by Correlation and BankJoy. On the show today, we have Visions Federal Credit Union's very own Ty Muse talking about his recent CUES 2021 Hall of Fame induction. A well-deserved accolade for him for sure, as he's had quite a career so far, and it's nowhere near finished yet. So we talk all about his career, his work philosophy, some of the highlights throughout his career so far. Yeah, we cover the whole gamut here. And then again, a huge congratulations to Ty for his Hall of Fame induction from the fine folks at CUES. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have a very special program. We have a Hall of Famer in the midst, Mr. Ty Muse from Visions Federal Credit Union. Ty, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for the invite.
You're welcome. Congratulations on your CUES, being a CUES Hall of Fame inductee. Wow, that's pretty cool. How's it feel?
Yeah. It feels good. You know, I will say, you know, at first I felt like, oh man, it seems a little bit early. You know,
I'm not quite done yet.
Right. You know, I've been in this industry 15 years and I hope to put another 10 to 15 more years in.
Yeah.
But you know, I kind of thought about it really from the group, you know, what they embody, what they're about education development. On a lot of levels, maybe it kind of reaffirmed that I was going in the right direction. Maybe I'm doing the right things. And it made me say, okay, keep the course. So giving my flowers while I'm here, maybe that's a nice thing sometimes too. So
No doubt. So what does this mean, not only for your career, which, I mean, we're going to bring up a couple of highlights here in a little bit, but for your credit union as well, because it really says a lot about your organization, what you guys have done over the years too, especially Absolutely. Under your leadership.
Absolutely. You know, for me, it's a nice kudos and a feather in a cap for my team. I wouldn't be able to do half the things without them, right? That they're basically stepping up and being visionaries, and not to make a pun of the name, but you know, they're focused on doing something for the industry all the time. We try to lead in certain industries and certain parts of our industry, and then we try to share it. You know, that's one of the beauties of the credit unions, and it's definitely led to a lot of really good followership throughout the industry for myself. And working with talent, supporting talent, mentoring talent. But it does put a, you know, a lot of pride in our team. You know, I think that they're probably more excited about it than I am.
All right. Hey, let's talk about a couple of highlights. I mean, before the recording, I was kind of gushing over you, Ty, because I've been a fan from afar for quite a while. Yeah. Man, because of this video that you put out a few years ago about it was almost kind of like an undercover boss type of thing, where you were in a grocery store, you're bagging groceries, but nobody knew you were the CEO of this credit union. Yeah. And I'll let you take the story from there. So this is really
So basically, you know, early on we had a merger with a credit union in Pennsylvania, and we were trying to make a difference and build a name and a brand, and we're like, oh, you know, it'd be so cool to do something like Undercover Boss, but as a 6'4" black man, we don't, like, we know it's Utah, you know, like, I wouldn't be able to fool anyone. So then the thought was, we actually did it in one of our branches, and in one of these grocery stores, a giant grocery store, and I thought, yeah, maybe we could pull that off, and especially in a market that doesn't know me, like in this market, and Binghamton, everyone knows me. So the idea was to go out there and have a lot of fun, and then at the end, surprise them by paying for their groceries. While we were doing the interviews, and while I kept like kind of surprising people, saying different funny things, and then buying their groceries, people were starting to get really emotional. I recall, and one of them that just really stuck with me the most was just a couple that were in line. They literally might have had $8 purchased. And then I kind of teased them a little bit. And then I said, yeah, by the way, I want to buy your groceries, and this is on Visions. And they told me, like, you know, they kind of got emotional. They told me, well, that's great, because now we don't have to worry about, you know, we're going to get money for dinner, because they had like just $10.
Gosh.
And you just didn't realize. And in the moment, like, I just said something like, wow, you know, money matters to people, but people matter to us. And that became like our tagline, even our magazine that we do. And you know, one of those things when you're kind of watching your staff, I'm a really good at reading people, but my head of marketing and my ad agency, every time they walk back after getting the permission slip signed by the consumer of the grocery store, they're like full tears, crying red. Oh, I'm like, this is going horribly bad. Like an epic fail. Maybe we should stop. They're like, no, just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
And then when we got to the end, we could see the video, and I could see that we really were helping people that day with a very small thing of, you know, being able to just take care of their groceries for 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
That made a difference of them getting ahead. and all the stories of why they were doing it. And it meant a lot. And it's funny how that kind of works out. We always say here, if you just try to do good, it seems to always work out.
Yeah, no doubt. It's amazing how the smallest things can make the biggest impact. And you guys certainly did that day. So yeah, I mean, those folks are probably still, it's probably still fresh in their minds every time they go back and shop for groceries. Anything, any other highlights kind of stand out for you in your career thus far?
For us, we're known for the funny videos, whether it be interviewing kids and kids say the darndest type of things for us, always comes to work for us. And just being out and about in the community. But, in the industry is really, just quite honestly, my team doing such a good job allowing me to do more things in the system and going out to support the system more. So being able to be on boards like for Foyne, being on boards for CUNA Mutual, things, people are really driving the industry and helping with what's next. That's kind of where I'm concerned that, not all the credit unions have the same amount of resources. We're fortunate to be a large credit union, but I think about all the credit unions that helped build this brand and made it so successful. They don't necessarily have the resources to invest in technology and things like that. So for me, it's really been trying to invest more time there and help there more. And that's been a lot of my focus. And just being known in the community, just being there for them. Anyone in the community knows they can call me or reach out. And it's been a surprise how quickly that's really helped me more than anything else. Nothing promotional, just, hey, I got this product you want to hear about, and I share it. Next thing I know, they tell someone, and next thing you know, half of the industry, it's one of those.
Well, and having said that, can you share kind of your work philosophy and then how that's helped you excel in your career and drive this and drive visions to being a successful organization as well?
Yeah, I think it's a people first philosophy. Our goal is always to put people first, whether it be the members or whether it be our employees. And we're making decisions. We try to make all decisions based on, what's going to be good for the member, what's going to be good for our employees, what's going to be good for the community. And I think by acting on that, I think that helps. Secondly, is just being, a real advocate for credit unions as well as just an advocate of growth. I just believe, if you're in a cooperative system and you're not growing, you're dying. So we really try to embrace that. I also believe in technology. I'm not saying I'm a tech guru or anything, but I believe that that is the great equalizer of scale. Like if I can't be as big as another industry, a company, if I can find a way to, through technology, make you feel the same way and get the same things done, I think that goes a long way. So I really would say those are kind of the secret to the sauce, really.
Okay. And segueing from that even further, like, what advice do you have for up and coming leaders within our industry? Because there seems to be the last 2 years, there's been quite a changing of the guard, if you will, a lot of fresh new leaders in the industry. And obviously the folks that were before them set the table quite nicely for them. So now they're ready to take that torch or that baton and really go with it. So what advice do you have for some of the new leaders in our industry?
Yeah, I think one is really just know your brand, know your people. Like, don't try to be someone else. Yeah. As always, my kids, no one can be better at being me than me. I will not be even close as possible doing a better job of being Michael Lawler as you, right? So I think that's really important. Don't try to avoid the quirkiness of credit unions. I think we need to embrace
it. Yeah, I agree. I like that. Yeah.
You can embrace the quirky, right? I think sometimes we watch these other banks and then we try to get more banky. And I don't think that's what we need to do. I think we have to make this for a reason. And it's the same thing I try to tell my kids. And, oddly enough, all the stuff that people love about me are all the things that were kind of maybe the things I was teased about when I was younger, right? So, just kind of really embrace that. And then that's never lose sight of your members, you're here to serve them and everything you're doing. If you're having a meeting and you finish that meeting and you haven't talked about your members once, you're probably not talking about the right thing.
Yeah, you're right.
So you got to focus on that and just be all in, be their authentic self, and I think that's where the real value comes.
Agreed. And I love embrace the quirkiness. I'm not going to forget that one for sure. I like that. I totally agree with that. Embrace your differences, that's really where you stand out for sure. Absolutely. Well, Ty, I know you got a busy, busy schedule, but thank you so much for your time. But anything else to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom here from you, sir?
No, just thank you for the time. Thank you for the flowers. I appreciate it. This industry is an amazing industry. I have to always be tied to it somehow. And, I'm looking forward to all the continuing success. I'm looking for all the other stories. And again, thanking Hughes and John Pembroke, their CEO, for taking the opportunity to acknowledge me and reward me, and just making sure that they're letting me know I'm on the right path. And hopefully others can follow a very similar path and be hopefully twice as successful as I am.
Right on. Well said. Well said. Yeah. And the folks at Q's, second to none, just great, great people there doing some amazing, amazing work. So, alrighty, sir, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much again for your time and congratulations again. Well deserved. Well deserved. Very happy for you.